Clotel, or the President's Daughter, by William Wells Brown. Chapter 29. Conclusion. My narrative has now come to a close. I may be asked, and no doubt shall, are the various incidents and scenes related founded in truth? I answer, yes. I have personally participated in many of those scenes. Some of the narratives I have derived from other sources, many from the lips of those who, like myself, have run away from the land of bondage. Having been for nearly 9 years employed on Lake Erie, I had many opportunities for helping the escape of fugitives, who in return for the assistance they received made me the depositary of their sufferings and wrongs. Of their relations I have made free use. To Mrs. Child of New York I am indebted for part of a short story. American abolitionist journals are another source from whence some of the characters appearing in my narrative are taken. All these combined have made up my story. Having thus acknowledged my resources, I invite the attention of my readers to the following statement, from which I leave them to draw their own conclusions. It is estimated that in the United States, members of the Methodist Church own 219,363 slaves. Members of the Baptist Church own 226,000 slaves. Members of the Episcopalian Church own 88,000 slaves. Members of the Presbyterian Church own 77,000 slaves. Members of all other churches own 50,000 slaves. In all, 660,563 slaves owned by members of the Christian Church in this pious democratic republic. May these facts be pondered over by British Christians and at the next anniversaries of the various religious denominations in London, may their influence be seen and felt. The religious bodies of American Christians will send their delegates to these meetings. Let British feeling be publicly manifested. Let British sympathy express itself in tender sorrow for the condition of my unhappy race. Let it be understood, unequivocally understood, that no fellowship can be held with slaveholders professing the same common Christianity as yourselves. And until this stain from America's otherwise fair escutcheon be wiped away, let no Christian association be maintained with those who traffic in the blood and bones of those whom God has made of one flesh as yourselves. Finally, let the voice of the whole British nation be heard across the Atlantic and throughout the length and breadth of the land of the Pilgrim Fathers, beseeching their descendants, as they value the common salvation, which knows no distinction between the bond and the free, to proclaim the year of Jubilee. Then shall the earth indeed yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Partridge and Oakley Printers, Paddington. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.